Okay, today is May 31st, 2005, approximately 10:05 hours. If you would please, just tell me about the call that, you know, you were working station 50, or engine 52 today?
Correct.
Okay, where's that located?
It's on Santa Rosa 53, 53 Santa Rosa Road.
Okay. Tell me about the call that you guys received, your response, and what took place.
We were actually originally on the freeway. We were on a traffic collision, non-injury. We got dispatched to a shooting, which was apparently the deputy that was shot at the main gate. Halfway there, we got diverted to the residence. So a second call, another engine 34 had got there before we did. We responded to the residence. We kind of staged for a couple of minutes because we didn't see any deputies. There was a lot of confusion on the radio of whether that scene was secure or not. We finally saw the deputy waving us in. We went in. The ambulance pulled up at the same time. I'm not sure what unit it was. I think it was 443. Pulled up at the same time. We entered the house. Found the female on the ground. The AMR paramedics went ahead and we discussed real quick that they would take her, and the husband was telling us there were three kids upstairs, and I went ahead and went upstairs to take care of them. Went up the stairwell, found the 15-year-old female and both sitting on the couch, both with bandages wrapped around their heads, quite a bit of blood around. And then the 19-year-old male, I don't remember what his name was, he was the pool guy. He had apparently, he told me that he was an EMT and that he went ahead and bandaged the kids up. So I went ahead and started an assessment on all three of them. I started with the girl. So do you want all that information? Or, okay, just did a real quick assessment, head, neck, back, to see whether she had any head injury, neck or back injury. She stated that she had a head injury. There was a laceration in the occipital area of her head, which is the back. She was knocked unconscious for approximately two minutes witnessed by her brother. I went ahead and laid her down on the couch because she was stating that she was dizzy and nauseated. Then I went I checked her vitals quickly, and then went to the 10-year-old male, did a quick head-to-toe assessment on him. He was stating that basically he had head pain only, he was not knocked unconscious. He did have a laceration in the same area, back in the occipital area, back of the head. Checked his vital signs, and then I went ahead and checked the vital signs on the pool guy. And he was stating that he was minor, that he did have a laceration on the, basically on the top of his head. And I went ahead and bandaged him and did his vital signs. After that, back and forth, the dad kept coming back and forth in between the, you know, the soulless children. And I went ahead and C-spined the young lady. Went ahead and started an IV, did a full ALS workup on her. The AMR medics came up at that time. They assisted me on doing C-spine. We carried her downstairs, loaded her in the ambulance, put Jeffrey in the same ambulance, just put him on the seat with us. And it took us quite a while to get out. There was a lot of confusion on where we're going to go because the dad was very insistent that did not want his children to go to any other hospital than here. And being a surgeon, there was a lot of the hospitals were refusing us and going back and forth. So we were on scene probably a good 10, 15 minutes in the back of the ambulance. And I just kept reassessing the patients. Basically, you know, kind of asking what happened to the kids. The pool guy says that basically the guy yelled at him that, give me your car keys, and then he went into his truck and then whacked him in the back of the head. He says he was not knocked unconscious, and then the guy took off. He actually did a really good job. He went in the house. Like apparently the father, I don't know if he came up at the same time or whatnot, he said that, can you go check on the kids? And apparently the pool guy's just finished EMT school, so he went upstairs and he actually bandaged both children, took care of both of them pretty good. From the kids, she was saying that she was hit in the back of the head, knocked unconscious. That's the last thing she remembered, other than her brother waking her up. And the boy said he says he remembers the guy hitting. I don't know if he was hiding because he said that the guy didn't see him, but that the guy hit his sister, knocked her down, and she wasn't moving. And then saw him, went over and whacked him in the back of the head with the pistol, and then left.
Okay.
That's pretty much as far as I went, as far as asking them.
Okay. Did the pool guy say where he was when this guy, came up to him and asked him first thing? Nothing like that?
No.
Okay. And did the kids say or indicate where inside the residence or outside the house they were when they were struck or hit or anything like that?
Okay. No. I was pretty much kind of halfway listening to them and trying to take care of what I needed to do.
Okay. All right. Did you, just in your time that you spent inside the house and, you know, coming in and leaving, did you see anything that indicated that there had been some kind of traumatic event or something that occurred inside the house as far as were there broken windows? Was there bullet casings on the ground? Was there anything that would indicate it?
Nothing that I noticed. But I did not get a real good look at where the mom was laying. She was in the kitchen in between the little island there, so I didn't really get a good look there. I went straight upstairs and, you know, I found some blood splatters around on the couch and the floor from the upstairs where the kids were, and that's where he had managed them.
Okay. Now, you'd mentioned the doctor, his wife, the two kids, and the pool guy. Mm-hmm. Was that it as far as you understood it to be for people inside the house?
Correct.
At the time this incident happened?
Right.
Regardless of whether they needed medical attention or not?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
The mother was shot or no?
Why? Do you know what the deal, what happened with the, with
his? The conversation between the dad and the kids, that they were kind of was going back and forth where they asked their dad if she was shot, and I think that they were saying they never heard any gunshots until later on, and I think that was when the dad says, oh, he was shooting at me, and I rammed him with the car, and then he had shot at the dad.
You heard the father say this?
Yeah.
At the scene there?
He said that, he had rammed the vehicle that the guy was in.
Okay.
Because he apologized, that's right, he apologized to the pool guy. He said, he took my truck, and he goes, I apologize. As he was leaving, I think he said he was shooting at me, and I rammed your truck as he was trying to get away.
Okay. Do you remember when that conversation took place during the course of the...
Probably at least 10, 15 minutes after we had already made patient contact. It was...
Okay.
After I pretty much was into treating the kids.
Okay, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so if I'm wrong on something, correct me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But so if I take it correctly, then it was during this time period that you'd said that he came upstairs, he would come up to check on the kids and then
go back downstairs.
And, okay, so it was during one of those times.
Yeah, he said this.
Do you remember anyone else making any other statements as to what occurred? Or
just what the pool guy kind of said, and like I said, I kind of real quick to get an idea of what type of injuries, what happened to him.
Okay.
And, you know, the kids, once they started kind of talking about it, started crying, so mm-hmm. I just kind of left it at that. I just wanted to see what the mechanism of injury was. Both of them said they were hit with a pistol. They didn't see whether it was a butt or whatnot.
Okay. And when you pulled up to the house, did you see an area where there looked like there was a traffic collision?
Didn't even know. So I was in the engine facing backwards. So.
Okay. And then as far as the deputy that was shot, you didn't have any contact with him or any treatment?
Just as we pulled up, I could see that he was being loaded into the ambulance.
Okay.
And they were trying to clear the vehicles out of the way because everybody was jammed into the gate and we needed to get past the gate.
Okay. All right. And then you don't have the name on the pool person that
no,
was there?
No.
Just Kristen, the 14-year-old, and Jeffrey, the 10-year-old.
Correct.
And their last name is, did you get that?
No.
No, okay. All right.
Just the first names.
So the mother was treated by your crew? Or?
No, the mother was treated by the first ambulance on scene of the residence. We kind of went in the same time. They were walking right in front of me. The dad was right there. You could tell she had snoring respirations, which was a pretty good head injury.
Mm-hmm.
So, they immediately went down there. We kind of looked at each other and said, I'll take the kids.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, did you say you were talking about loading both children in the same ambulance?
I wanted to keep them together.
Okay. Did you ride in that ambulance over here?
Yes, I rode all the way with them.
Okay. And did they make any other additional comments? You mentioned that they were upset and crying.
They were upset and crying. And, you know, you could tell the son kept getting upset, so we didn't continue the conversation. Just, are you okay? Everything's going to be okay. The daughter actually started to become very lethargic, sleepy. She started vomiting, so we were paying a whole lot of attention to her, not asking questions other than, you know, are you still feeling dizzy? Let us know when you're going to throw up, that kind of stuff.
Okay. And I'm sorry, which ambulance was it that you rode over in, if you remember?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure. Because they came, there was, another ambulance that came, and I just hopped in the back, and everyone saw the numbers.
Okay, and was there anyone else from your engine company that went in the ambulance with them?
No, there was the paramedic, it all got kind of jumbled up and spread apart. The actual other paramedic, there's usually two paramedics on that ambulance. One paramedic went on another ambulance with the teenager. The other paramedic got in the back with me, and a firefighter from engine 150 drove the ambulance.
Okay. Drove the ambulance you were in?
Yeah, I was
okay.
In. So it was kind of a big jumble. Let's just get going and, you know, figure out what we're going to do.
Okay. And you had talked about there being some downtime between when, if I understood you correctly, when you got the kids in the ambulance trying to figure out which hospital to take them to because the father wanted them to go. Neighbors or anyone else on the periphery about what happened?
No, just that the one blonde lady that was there was a neighbor, was being very insistent, and my husband's a police officer, and you're not taking those kids to that because, you know, Dr. whatever his name was, the father, that he insisted that they only go to Los Robles. Well, we were being refused to go to Los Robles via base contact, and she's kind of standing back in us, and there's a lot of conversation going back and forth, and people calling the hospitals trying to figure out, hey, you know, what are we going to do? But other than that, she didn't say what she witnessed or anything. She was up there. She came up there. Actually, when I first got there upstairs, she was with the kids. She was consoling them, and she went downstairs. I said, I got it. Go ahead and kind of wanted everybody to clear out.
Okay. But she didn't mention anything about...
No, she didn't say anything. I never even actually talked to her.
Okay. All right. Okay. If there's anything else that comes up after I'm, you know, doing this, I'll just give you a call and
sure.
Go over it. Okay. Very good then.
Very good.